Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you want a clear understanding of how leftism works, I have it for you. Are you ready? President Donald Trump's PAC has spent $40 million on legal fees. Legal fees for a guy who is innocent. You want to know why you may be afraid to speak up, why whistleblowers don't speak up, why conservatives don't want to put up anything on social media. They don't want to have a bumper sticker on their car. They don't want to wear shirts that say pro-Trump, pro-conservative, pro-life, pro-God, pro-military, pro-capitalism, whatever. You don't want to tip your hand. We are the most scared group of people in America when, in fact, we are the largest number. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I wear it on my sleeve. I wear it out there. I wear my conservatism proudly. You know what's interesting when you do? We were riding back with an Uber driver while we were in California, and he was talking about how California's changed. You never know. Hispanic dude, Mexican, Native American guys, the way he self-described. That's what he called himself. I'm a Mexican and a Native American. And, I mean, he was just talk. This was different. This used to be this. This used to be that. And then we got on the subject of Gavin Newsom or something. I said, and he goes, well, Gavin Newsom was mayor of San Francisco. And I didn't know where he was going to go. I said, Gavin Newsom's a train wreck. He goes, feel free to tell more. He was like, oh, you're exactly right. He was of the same mindset. Little Mexican Uber, Mexican and Native American Uber driver, born in that area, in Long Beach area. He made a distinction. He wasn't from L.A., and he said, you know, it's changed. And he says, many people feel like him. He goes, I fear his sister. He goes, my sister wanted Newsom as president because, you know, as a governor because he's Mr. Hottie. And he goes, I bet, you know, I don't know if she regrets it, but he goes, I knew he was going to be a train wreck from the way he did San Francisco. He goes, now he wants to be president. Now, this is a Californian Uber driver. This isn't some aristocrat. You know, I mean, you would think at that level that everybody would be, ooh, we love Gavin Newsom. The same way they all love Joe Biden, right? 81 million frauds love Joe Biden. These elections are rigged because I don't even believe the Democrats could win California in a fair election. Anyway, go back to this $40 million. $40 million is what it costs Trump in legal fees so far. That's also what it costs to investigate him in the phony Russian collusion BS. So $80 million has been spent, 40 by Trump, 40 by the American taxpayers, and you know who caused it? The Democrats and Hillary Clinton. They started the lie. So not only should they have to pay the $40 million back that we paid for the Russian collusion snipe hunt, they should have to pay Trump's legal fees. What has he done? Legitimately, tell me, what laws has he broken? I mean, if you want to say, okay, he gave let's say he did. His campaign gave $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. I don't think he did, but let's say he did. And let's say he paid it back. Would that not be enough? Particularly when you juxtapose it to what Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden family are doing. What are they guilty of? It's unbelievable the amount of money. One way is Hunter Biden may have some legal fees, but who created it? Is it a right-wing conspiracy? Did we accuse Hunter of being in collusion with the Russians or the Chinese, or did Hunter accuse Hunter? Did Hunter prove that Hunter is in collusion? Not worse than collusion, he's in a partnership with the Chinese spies, with the Chinese government. And what? A critical infrastructure to America. Oil and gas. Same thing he was doing with Burisma. Same thing he was doing in Romania. But who gets sued? Donald Trump. Now, why are they doing it? Why would you sue one of the wealthiest guys on the planet, who used to be the president of the United States. Let me just give you a few seconds to think about it. Okay, you ready? You sue him because it sends a warning sign to every supporter, everyone who wants to get behind him, all 75 million voters, all the crossover voters that now understand that the Justice Department is crooked and it is nothing more than an arm of the Democratic Party. I'm not the only one saying it. Here's Oliver Stone, famous lefty, you know, maker of movies, Platoon, JFK, great. Did he do Platoon? I think he did. Anyway, he's made great films. A Biden supporter. Here's what he had to say.
Potential of World War III. This is the same situation as World War I, in a sense. The stupidity of it because of the alliances and the fears and the built-up phobias. If we don't stop this, what Biden is doing, this guy is, I voted for him. I made the mistake. I thinking that he was an old man now, that he would calm down, he'd be more mellow and so forth. I didn't see that at all. I see a man who maybe is not in charge of his own administration, who knows, but he's going to fall down somewhere. But it seems that he's dragging us stupidly into a confrontation with a power that's not going to give.
Welcome back, everybody. Oliver Stone, in his own words, I voted for him. He regrets it. He says it's alliances, fears, built-up phobias. He's talking about war with you in Ukraine, potential war with Russia, possibly China. Hey, Oliver, anything else on the list? I know inflation doesn't have a big impact on you. What about the rest of America? What about the crime rate? What about the invasion at the border? What about the lying? I mean, this is the guy that made JFK it's a conspiracy that the government killed JFK. What do you think, Oliver Stone, what else could he be thinking about as he contemplates what's going on in this country? That's the one thing that made you go, you know, I'm going to rethink my situation with Joe Biden. But let's say that it is. Let's say Oliver is a one-trick pony. That's the only thing he cares about. All the other things I talked about. Do you think there are Democrats and independents out there going, this is my thing? Every time I fill up my gas tank. Every time I go to the grocery store. Every time I go for medical care. This is my thing. Every time I have to, you know, tell my kids, no, you can't do this. Maybe you wanted to start a business, but you don't want to be considered a capitalist. And now you don't even have access to money because money's not that readily available anymore. What is it that is going to be somebody, some leftist who was a former leftist, loved Obama, loved Biden, and now is looking at it going, you know what? I think I got to rethink this whole thing. More on intimidation when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis precious gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are being tested as Americans, folks, like never before. I titled this segment and in the previous segment, Fight the Power. Look at how the left operates. They operate from a position of power. Even when they are the minority, they are the minority. The majority of people do not think like them. But they are the ones in power. How is that? How is it that the minority of people can tell the majority of people what to do when it comes to gun ownership, when it comes to protecting life, when it comes to protecting our borders, when it comes to you owning a company and protecting your company and your livelihood, when it comes to your children? Who has the best ideas? See, I think you're a pretty good parent. I know there are bad parents, but I think overwhelmingly parents are good. Now, they're getting bad because the left is creating bad parents. The overwhelming number of companies, corporations are good. But you know what we're allowing them to do? We're allowing them to become bad. The government is incentivizing them to do bad things. And it has nothing to do with the environment and all that stuff now. It has to do with calling you a racist or a sexist or a homophobe or something. You don't conform to DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity, or whatever they call it. I call it DIE, DEI is what they call it. But diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE. They don't want you to be a part of this nation just living as a citizen. Going along, getting along like you do normally. You don't need government telling you how to get along with people. The people who do, they got a little screw loose. We used to put them in insane asylums, but you can't do that anymore. Now you got to let them run for public office and cheat them into the presidency. Now you got to let them sit on boards of corporations and multinationals and get millions of dollars. The worse you are, the better you fit the profile of leftism. So what, you're a crackhead that doesn't acknowledge a baby and pay child support? Welcome to the board of this multinational making millions of dollars. And you know what we'll do? We'll put a gauntlet of protection around you. But those other people, we'll get them. And you know what the left did? Fear and intimidation is what they wanted for Donald Trump, which is for you. It isn't for Trump. You see what Trump is doing. He fights. He's a fighter. You can like him or not like him. He's a fighter. That is, there's no objection to that. There's no argument to that. Donald Trump is a fighter. You don't have to like it, but he is. And their thing is get him at all costs, because it means get you at all costs. Could you forego $40 million of lawsuits? I got another question for you. How many cases would it take for the DOJ to bring against you, or the FBI, some AG, different states? How many before you go, okay, just tell me what you want me to say? I mean, okay, you leave me alone. Did you get jabbed out of intimidation? What'd you do? What did you do to keep your job? Did you leave your company open during the time of COVID like some of these warriors did, these gym owners and other people, restaurant owners that said, screw you? What did you do? Look, I'm not getting after you. I'm just asking, are you a warrior or are you going to capitulate? And you better be asking yourself that question. And mean it. You better really be circumspect and ask yourself, would I really stand up if the cake hits the fan? Because the left wants intimidation, pure and simple. And that's what they tried to do to Devin Archer. You know, intimidating Devin Archer was to say, you go testify and things, bad things will happen to you, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You ain't black, Devin. You ain't... No, he isn't. You're right. You're right, Joe. The Department of Justice is claiming that it did not call for Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, to be jailed before his congressional testimony the other day. Following an odd letter dated July 29th, the Republicans slammed as an attempt to intimidate, they call it, the star witness. I don't know that Devin Archer is the star witness. You know who the star witness is against Joe Biden? Hunter Biden. And we played a clip the other day where Stephen Miller or somebody said the DOJ, if they were doing their job, would take Hunter and say, look, you're going to prison. We got you. We got your bank records, etc. And unless you tell us what you were doing for your father, the big guy, you're going to prison. Simple as that. You gonna go or you what? He's not our key witness. Our key witnesses are the Bidens. But anyway, that's what they say. He's a star witness. Archer, a friend and business partner of Hunter, is expected to provide the House Oversight Committee details. That's what he did yesterday. And, you know, that Joe Biden never had any knowledge of or involvement in his son's business affairs. Now, we've debunked that. I don't need a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I don't need a witness. Some Kind of Wonderful. Isn't that that song? Some Kind of Wonderful. Anyway, I don't need a witness. I know exactly what the Bidens did. And as I said, unless you are just an idiot and you don't want to accept it, which, by the way, there are lots of Democrats that don't want to accept it, but it isn't because they're idiots. It isn't because they're idiots. There's two reasons. You're either an idiot Or you don't want to accept it because it makes you have to admit, you ready? You're an idiot. That's it. They don't want to believe they're an idiot. Or they know they're idiots. It's one or the other. Because Joe Biden's guilty. And we're, I know, naysayers, come on, bring it, to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talk to me. Come on, y'all. You were naysayers on COVID. You were naysayers on the vaccine. You were naysayers on all these things that I talk about. And I don't want to go all Alex Jones on you, but my conspiracy sure seemed to come to life. Go ahead, be naysayers. Kevin, I don't think he's going to come of it. It's already coming of it. Let me ask you, what about you? You trust the FBI? You trust the DOJ? You trust the media? Do you trust when you hear a report on whatever? Are you looking at news with a jaundiced view now? Or are you looking at it straight? Are you, oh, I heard it on the news. How many sources do you go to validate? How many people do you now call? Do you go to conservative news much anymore? Are you looking for three or four sources? And are you still skeptical when you hear that? Because if you are, welcome to the party. Welcome to grown-uphood. Adulthood. Grown-uphood. Welcome to the hood. The DOJ was attempting to intimidate Archer by saying, now, you need to arrest him before his deal. Why are they doing that? Why would they do this? I mean, he's only one more whistleblower along with the others that they've tried to discredit. They tried to discredit Shapley. They tried to discredit the Jewish guy, the gay Democrat guy. What was his name? Freed? I don't know. He had a Jewish last name. I know he's Jewish. They just partisan politics, and you still have people in, and we'll get to this in a second, I'm going to run out of time, but there are still Democrats in high office trying to make it appear that Joe Biden's not guilty.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspected serial killer appearing in court this afternoon in Long Island. Well, the judge is expected to hear from both the defense and prosecution side. Rex Huerman previously pleaded not guilty to charges connected to the murder of three women whose bodies were found in the area of Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Authorities argue they have DNA evidence against Huerman and recovered more evidence at his Massapequa Park home. Huerman's lawyer points to his client's lack of a criminal record when arguing that he was not involved.
The U.S. says it isn't encouraging or enabling military strikes outside Ukraine's borders. More high temps in store across the southern U.S. this week, with tens of millions of Americans remaining under heat alerts. Carlos de Oliveira, the property manager of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, making his first appearance in a Miami courtroom yesterday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The DOJ wanted to get Devin Archer jailed before he testified against the Bidens. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to. They sent him a letter. They sent a letter to somebody. That because I think he's been convicted of something. They were like, you know, listen, it would behoove you to remove Devin Archer from the streets before he testifies, and then we can sort it all out, and then we'll see what happens. And let me tell you what they were going to do. They were going to get Devin Archer in jail so they could Epstein him. He was about to get Epsteined. The security cameras were going to go out. A couple of union thugs were going to go in there. And Devin Archer was going to hang himself, okay? And that would have been the end of that. You know, right now, Devin Archer's in hiding. He's afraid for his life. I'm not going to go into Obama's chef, who I think probably was gay and was, one of Obama's booty boys, because he's dead now. But I'll tell you this, you learn too much about the elites, and it's over. You may make good money. You ain't going to get to spend it. It's for your children, because you ain't going to get to spend it. The minute you find out something or they go, we suspect, it's over. It's just a look. It's not even like some mean-spirited thing. The guy, they look up from a table at dinner. They look over at the killer, and the killer looks at them. They look at them, and it's without even saying a word. That way, nobody has to say, I gave the order. I gave the code red. You can't handle the truth. Nope. They give code reds every day. And let me tell you, Devin Archer and the Republicans, they know who. If Devin Archer got put, it wouldn't matter what jail Devin Archer got put in. It was over. He was going to get Epsteined. So he's in hiding. That's right. Democrats wanted to go after him because he's got info on the big guy. And so Joe Biden is now in the spotlight, but the Democrats don't like it. They don't want him in the spotlight. They want to kind of shift the focus a little bit to Hunter. Because if they can, what's funny to me is I don't know how this is going to play out, because I don't know if Joe is going to really be Mr. Family Guy. He suddenly is now, right? He's claiming Little Navy. He's claiming the commander had a stocking before Little Navy had a Christmas stocking. So maybe Joe's going to be all daddy-like now, and he's going to go to battle for Little Hunter. little hunter. See, but I say this, the effort to protect is not necessarily to protect Joe Biden, per se. I don't think that. I think the left understands if Joe Biden goes down, their house of cards tumbles. And it isn't because Joe is the leader of the party. It's because now people will go, okay, let us connect the dots. Joe Biden was a pathological liar. They knew. Joe Biden was already crooked from years ago. Investigations thwarted. They knew. They get him cheated into the election cycle. Validated, okay? Whoops, hit the computer. Validated. Now, the January 6th nonsense is back into the fore. Validated. It was a Democrat leftist-started BS nonsense. All that goes. Right? So then we get into, well, who was pulling the strings? Well, the DOJ. They're crooked. The media. They're crooked. Social media in collusion. We'll get to that in just a bit. All validated. And for the record, you don't need one more iota of evidence to validate everything I just said. Not one iota. The liberal media and the Democrats' talking point is that Hunter Biden may have done things. He may have his foibles. But none of that touches Joe Biden. There's no evidence that he was involved in any way with any of Hunter's questionable deals. Well, okay, let's go with that for just a second. But then let's ask ourselves this question. Why did he say, I knew nothing about him? When he did. Why did he say, I've never spoken to any of Hunter's business people? When he has. Why the lies? I mean, other than, now, if you want to go with the he's a pathological liar excuse, I would that would be the best thing the Democrats would say is, you know, Joe Biden, he lies about everything. He's just a liar. If you say, did you speak to, yeah, I didn't speak to hundreds of people. Well, it says you spoke to him hundreds of times. That's a lie when he knows he did. Well, why'd you do it? I wasn't in business with him. I don't know. Well, why'd you lie to us? I just lied. I would be more apt to just go, well, he is a liar. So, there you go. Maybe he didn't speak to him because Joe lies for sport. But he's not going to do that, even though he's a blatant pathological liar. Anyway, he said, the guy writing this says, but unfortunately for them, there is evidence that isn't going to disappear anytime soon, and likely more coming with Hunter's close business partner, Devin Archer, who's now been quizzed by the Republicans, and the outcome is outrageous. I mean, think about what we already know now. Devin has spoken. Why is Devin Archer such a powerful piece of the puzzle? I mean, again, I don't think of him as any bigger witness than anybody else because the evidence is clear. But why is it? And there is something that we can't dismiss about Devin Archer. And that is, he joined the board of the Ukrainian company Burisma with Hunter Biden in 2014. Now, keep the dates there. This is in the middle of the second term of Barack Obama. Devin Archer also co-founded Rosemont Seneca Partners, a private equity firm, with Hunter Biden, Christopher Hines, who is John Kerry's stepson. And they did that in 2009. Keep in mind, that was a year after Joe Biden became vice president. Now, he knows, we're talking about a guy who was tied to the hip to Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Tony Bobulinski, as much as I like his testimony, he's not as good of a witness as Devin Archer. Devin Archer says, look, I go back with the family. We called each other brother. I'm not being coerced. What I'm telling you is this is what happened. This is what makes his testimony powerful. To reject him is to say, why were you in business with him in the first place? If you go, oh, he's a fraud. He's this, he's that. Well, wait a minute. He was your fraud. That's what makes him fall into perhaps the star category. But see, I still say the bigger stars are Shapley and God, I can't remember the other guy's name. The second guy who was the unnamed whistleblower, they called him Whistleblower X, the Democrat gay guy. These are powerful folks. They're like, look, we take the name off of it. We would have followed this paper trail to the bitter end. But why are we not able to do this? Because of the Bidens. Because of the Democratic Party. Because of the level of intimidation. Now, I want you to understand this, folks. This is at the highest levels. People were trying to push this up, and you know what they were told? Back off. You've seen it in the movies. Listen, I've uncovered this. Okay, listen, Jim. I don't want to... You didn't hear this from me, but this thing needs to go away. Oh, okay. I get it. Then what do you do? I already told you the Democrats are intimidators. First thing we'll do, we'll ruin your career. But we just won't ruin your career. We will ruin you personally to the point where you will want to commit suicide. Don't tell me it doesn't happen. A guy that was that went through all this training for DEI and stuff and pushed back on it, committed suicide because the fallout was so heavy from his company and the people around him. They made him a pariah. He committed suicide. Now he's weak. He shouldn't have done it. Life goes on. You'll figure it out. But I'm just telling you, it ain't going to be easy. God didn't promise you it would be. But you stand your ground. You stick to your guns. And I know it's tough. Look at what they tried to do to Archer. Intimidation. Right now he's in hiding. You think he's in hiding for play? You think that this is a ploy? Well, Holy Mother of Scalise, let me tell you, Democrats will kill you. Holy Mother of Epstein, they will absolutely shut your mouth when it comes to protecting themselves. I don't know if you guys saw the story. One of the main journalists who was debunking Pizzagate, you know, all the child pornography going on in Hollywood, etc. Guess what? Just got arrested for, anybody want to take a wild guess? Multiple counts of kiddie porn. See, folks, we have the fox guarding the hen house. And now we're finally at a point where we can crack these guys. And you better put on your big boy pants, strap them on, and let's go. Intimidation, folks, that's what they want for you. They want you to be scared. They want Devin Archer to back off. They wanted those IRS whistleblowers to back off. They want other members of the DOJ to know your job will matter. We will not only ruin your job, we'll ruin you. And you know what you better do? Do your will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Garland chose Smith precisely because Smith is unethical, he's dishonest, he's treacherous. When he ran the public integrity section of the criminal division, it was Jack Smith who signed off on the IRS's unconstitutional attack on the Tea Party groups under Obama. He has wiretapped conversations between targets of his investigation. Representative Renzi has pointed out. So he has wired attorney-client conversations between attorneys and their client. Smith was brutally admonished by a federal judge in this case. All the so-called evidence was thrown out, and that judge said, I wish I could do a lot more to you than just kill the evidence, so-called evidence that you acquired. So he's constantly piercing attorney-client privilege, as he's done against President Trump with the help of an Obama lawyer who served as a judge. He used that same tactic against Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and used them with the grand jury. Took this information, as I'm sure he did with Trump, goes to the grand jury. He owns the grand jury. No witness has a right to a lawyer there. They spoon-feed this stuff to the grand jury. Look what his own lawyer said. Look what he said to his own lawyer, all of which is supposed to be protected. So he violates the Fifth and Sixth Amendment routinely. Due process and the right to an objective jury. And he is known, Smith, for massive leaks. Several Sundays ago, I showed you this thick, a package of leaks to CNN, to the New York Times, to the Washington Post. I limited it to those three. Over the past 6 months, there were 40 material leaks that had to come from the government because the information had to come from the government, and it was intending to help the government to create the whole atmosphere around these cases.
Were you aware of that about Jack Smith? I know I wasn't. That's why I like different people in different shows. You know, Levin's looking into Jack Smith. I wasn't. I mean, I probably would have gotten to it eventually at some level just because the name comes up, but he did a deep dive. Signed off on the IRS intimidation of the Tea Party. Violated the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, due process and access to a fair trial, fair jury, by, you know, putting everybody in these grand juries where you can't be represented. You know, wiretapping attorneys, essentially violating attorney-client privilege, material leaks so that he can make things in his favor. I mean, you've seen TV shows where they say, you know, we'll leak this to the public or we'll leak this to the media and let them do our dirty work or whatever. This type of stuff happens. And look, it happens on all sides. Here's what I would say. If it's in the real pursuit of justice, it may very well be worth it. And I know that sounds, you know, wishy-washy. But what I'm saying is this. If you're trying to set somebody up and you're leaking, that's one thing. If you're trying to get a serial killer to confess or maybe to respond back or to respond to something only they would know, I think a leak is fine. The problem is we have a government that is not doing that. The government is siding with the crooks and the criminals. Glad you guys are staying with me. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about intimidation. We're talking about what the left does routinely. You know, they will threaten to kill you. They will threaten to dox you, tell people where you live, let them do the dirty work. They will put your dirt in the street. They will create dirt about you that doesn't even exist. They will try to ruin your life. They want your kids to hate you, a.k.a. Kavanaugh. This guy's got daughters. They make Kavanaugh look like he was freaking the Marquis de Sade meets Casanova meets, I don't know, Jeffrey Dahmer. Except Jeffrey Dahmer was gay. It's amazing what they want the perception of somebody to be. They don't care what Kavanaugh's kids thought about him. They don't care what Trump's kids think about him. The pro-family group, these people hate family. They hate you for having a family. It's like I used to tell people, I hate your guts and I hate your stomach for carrying your guts. Anyway, a leaked email from 2021 by Facebook's President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg, to colleagues states the following. We were under pressure from the Biden administration and others to do more. We shouldn't have done it. What do they mean by more? They mean more cheating. More giving them your data. More manipulating. More lying about stuff. More kicking you off the platform. And you know what? Under Section 230, there's nothing you can do about it. Matt Taibbi reported this. This, by the way, has to do with COVID. In yesterday's Facebook files release, it came out that Facebook, in its desperation to cool down these White House apes, promised to reduce traffic to Tucker Carlson's video by 50% while it was, quote, in queue to be fact-checked. Summit News reported, apart from the obvious, why was this insane? Because while the White House fumed and outlets like the Washington Post excoriated Carlson for just asking a question, it turned out he was asking the right questions. Why, if the vaccine worked, was Anthony Fauci telling people they shouldn't attend medium to large gatherings or remove masks? If vaccines work, Carlson asked, why are the vaccinated people still banned from living normal lives? Similarly, why was Justin Trudeau saying vaccinations on its own isn't enough to keep us safe if the shot worked? Maybe, Carlson speculated, the vaccine doesn't work. Obvious and appropriate questions. Now, let's circle back. We see what we're talking about here is we're talking about not only did they lie about COVID itself, not only did they lie about gain of function, not only did they lie about being in partnership with the Wuhan lab, not only did they lie about the origins of COVID, not only did they ostracize you for daring to call it the China virus or Wu flu, etc., which is something that's been par for the course, because you were considered xenophobic, specifically chinophobic, anti-Chinese, by stating the obvious truth. Those are the things that they didn't want happening. And then we get to, you ready? I know you are, the vaccination itself. And what did we tell you? What did I tell you? What was Tucker Carlson doing? All we were doing was asking basic questions. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I know Tucker, and I know him well enough to know this. He didn't use his brain to come up with this stuff. This is honest to goodness query 101. If it works, why are you telling people not to gather? Why are you still telling people to wear their mask? You know, if you're doing that, then you know something. And what we know is it doesn't work. And we also know, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I said it once, 1,000 times, I'll say it again. This is part of an extinction process. They wanted to see how many knuckleheads will get this vaccination, and particularly the boosters. And within 5 years, you're going to see in fact, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if there's national mortuaries, national, you know, people you can invest in that do, you know, that put people away or what do they call it, incinerate them for the ashes. I might just invest in them, because I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a ration of dead people that we've never seen in the next few years. And we're already hearing about, you know, some of these youngsters dying. Two people in the last, not dying, but getting very, very ill, changing their lives forever. And if it doesn't kill a bunch of them, which I still think it will, it's sterilizing a bunch of them. They got what they wanted. You know how they got it? They got it through lying. See, they are the power people. Most of the people in this country went, wait a minute, it's my body, I can do what I want to. How can you force me to get this shot? How can you force me not to go hang out with my family and friends where I can't even go to church, but I could go shop at Walmart? Folks, keep putting two and two together. It still ends up four. I don't have to help you out too much here. Fight the power. That's all Facebook needed to do. That's all we needed to do. Well, you're going to get the opportunity. Because now the Bidens are in trouble. The DNC is in trouble. Leftism as a concept is in trouble. The DOJ is in trouble. The federal government is in trouble. The media, social media, all of it. We must double down. We must remain vigilant. And we got to be loud mouths about this. Don't hold back. Because I promise you, your way of life is at stake.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.